It's the Steve Gruber Show on this Wednesday, July 3rd, across the state of Michigan. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Find me on Twitter, at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Broadcasting live from the campus of Hillsdale College, inside the studios of the student-run radio station here on campus, where I am the general manager. And the pleasure of welcoming in one of my colleagues, Dr. Charles Steele, associate professor of economics here at Hillsdale College, with a piece up at the Detroit News. Whitmer's gas tax can't guarantee fixed roads. Dr. Steele, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning, Scott.
So the governor has proposed, and it's certainly being debated right now, a hike in the gasoline tax that would make it the highest in the entire country, which is saying something if you consider gas taxes in various states across the country. What is the proposal? What is she looking to do, and why?
Sure. The proposal is to raise the gas tax by 45 cents. This is the excise tax on fuel over the course of a year. So it would be three 15-cent increases kind of spaced out. And the idea is to use that money to then fix Michigan's roads, which are a mess. Those are the basics of how it should work. Few other things that should be mentioned is that also currently Michigan is probably the sixth or seventh highest state gas tax in the nation. And in addition to that, Michigan puts a sales tax on gasoline. Most states do not do that. And so Michigan ranks up pretty high in the standings on gas taxes. We also rank in the bottom 10 usually on quality of the roads.
So there is a need, and no one's denying that, right? I mean, there's a need for roads to be repaired, for roads to be rebuilt. The question is this the right way to do it? Why should we perhaps be skeptical about a plan like this?
Well, I think that I can't say anything about political feasibility. Maybe this is politically feasible, although I'm a little bit skeptical. It's met with quite a bit of opposition, I think, in the Senate in particular. Economically, I don't think it makes sense to put all of the burden on this gas tax. Now, there is an argument that a gas tax works as a user fee. That's true. That's got some advantages to it because the people who are directly benefiting from the roads are going to pay kind of according to the proportion that they use the roads. On the other hand, this is such a shock at the pumps. This would be a 45-cent increase. That's approximately what we had when back in 2005 when Hurricane Katrina took the many of the refineries offline. So it's a real shock, economic shock. That happens to be quite regressive, too, because
yes,
it tends to hit the poor and the working poor and the lower middle class more heavily.
Do we even have any promises, any guarantees? The revenue, I mean, politicians, lawmakers in state capitals are pretty adept at finding ways to transfer money here and there from one fund to another to pay for pet projects. Do we know for sure that all this revenue would even go toward road construction, road repairs?
Okay. I'm trying not to burst out laughing. Do we have any guarantees of what politicians will do? And I think the answer is probably not. No, we don't have such guarantees, and it's one of my concerns, is that in the past we've seen, and not just with this but with other things, cases in which money is collected for one purpose and ends up being diverted to something else that is deemed to be more pressing or more politically expedient or more important in some way, and we'll kick the can down the road and fix it later. And so this is the second thing that I'm worried about. Two fundamental points that I would make on why I think this is problematic. First of all, it's a real shock, and it's an economic shock that I think is harmful.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, I think there is the possibility that we'd see this misused in some way. Not misused, but diverted to some other purpose.
Something else I noticed, Dr. Charles Steele with us from Hillsdale, is when gas prices are relatively low, stable, this is when we see these proposals for gas tax hikes. There was just one in Illinois. There are other proposals across the country. About a year ago, there was talk about a national gas tax increase. But the opposite is never true, right? When gas prices spike, when there are higher gas prices due to war or shortages or whatever it might be, No one ever talks about rolling back the gas tax. So we get hikes when it's low, but no relief when it's high. And again, I think that goes to your previous point about it being quite progressive, too. People are going to pay this. They need to get around. They need to get to work. And the hikes last forever. There's no rollback. There's no relief.
Well, that's a great point. One of the things I was thinking about when I was writing this is, well, what will be the future of gas prices? And I'm not going to try to predict that. I don't know. There's too many political factors in that. What happens in the Arab Gulf and things like this. But if you have low gas prices, this, of course, does less damage. If we have more hydraulic fracturing and so gasoline prices fall even more, then this isn't quite so severe. And if we have prices go up, and gasoline prices do tend to be quite volatile, then it becomes a real problem.
Dr. Charles Steele, Associate Professor of Economics at Hillsdale College, piece at the Detroit News, Whitmer's gas tax can't guarantee fixed roads. Real quickly, we got about maybe 30 seconds. You think there's a way to do it without the gas tax? Could we find some savings? Could we find ways to do this without a gas tax hike?
If I were governor, and I'm not likely to be, I can guarantee that, they'd call me Governor Slasher. I would really go into the budget and try and find things. That's not politically feasible. I understand that. And so I would think that a combination of maybe a moderate increase in the gas tax and some bonding, something like this, bond issues, could really go and solve this problem.
All right, Dr. Charles.
And some budget work.
Yep. Dr. Charles Steele, Hillsdale College Associate Professor of Economics. Find his piece at the Detroit News, DetroitNews.com. Whitmer's gas tax can't guarantee fixed roads. Dr. Steele, appreciate it. Thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks so much, Scott.
Scott Bertram in for Steve. More next.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.